Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on standby. The brain massage is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Now, I got to give you an update on my trip to Lebanon. But then we got to get into the really big news, Trump's pick for VP. Mike Pence is an excellent choice. Kudos to Trump for that one. Let's look at this honestly, okay? But first, this is probably the one thing Trump has actually done that impresses me. The Supreme Court picks thing did not because when it comes to Trump, who knows what that guy's going to do in the end of the day. What he says, remember, are only suggestions. But this is a concrete act and it commits him. Now, is it enough to swing the conscience vote to his side? Is it enough to overcome the pushback he continues to get among the delegates? And if he does get the evangelical vote sewed up, will that be enough to beat Hillary? Trump disgusts me as a man. Don't have any respect for him at all. I've been asked, what would Trump have to do to get my support? Well, I'm going to spell that out in the show. I'm going to tell you exactly what I would need to see, and I'll tell you this much right now. His VP choice, like I said, is the first thing Trump has actually done that is genuinely conservative. I didn't say it was the first thing he has done that proves he's a conservative. I said it's the first genuinely conservative thing he's done, not said, you know, or said he would do, but actually done. Anyway, I applaud his choice for VP. We're going to explore what this means and the possibilities it presents to us. Folks, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I'm writing the show for this weekend in Beirut, Lebanon, in the airport waiting for my 2 a.m. flight to Paris. I'll finish writing the show during that flight, and then during my five-hour layover in Paris, I'll record the show, I hope. Recording the radio show in an airport is really challenging because of all the background noise. But alas, it's the only way I can hope to get it done and post it on time for the radio station. Then, on my flight from Paris to San Francisco, I'll edit and produce the show, and when I land in SFO during my layover there, I'll post it online. Okay. My host in Lebanon was Dr. Fagali, a Lebanese-born missionary to the Middle East. He has participated in starting hundreds of churches in the Middle East. I've admired him and his work for some years now. His book, Forward in the Face of Fear, was a great read, telling of his personal experiences during the Civil War in Lebanon back in the 80s. He lived through many harrowing experiences and now has a missionary work spanning the entire Middle East. He's preparing to start a college in Cairo. Through an interesting work of providence, I was honored to be chosen as one of the speakers at this year's conference here in Lebanon. My topic was prayer and fasting and spiritual warfare, and the sessions were received very well by all who attended. Something in the area of 100 were there from 6 countries. We had pastors from Lebanon, of course, Syria, Iraq, Sudan, Germany, and of course the United States. Now, I know Germany doesn't qualify as part of the Middle East, just in case you wondered. I'm praying about what part God might have for me in the effort to start this college in Cairo. We were in southern Lebanon, so I walked on the streets where the war was fought between Israel and Lebanon back in the early 2000s. I preached in the church of a pastor named Najib, a wonderful man and a wonderful church. We enjoyed our time with his church family and a wonderful meal in his home afterwards, which incidentally overlooks a valley where the Mount of Transfiguration is said to have occurred. Yeah, think about living where you look out your window at the mount where Jesus was transfigured when he met with Moses and Elijah and with Peter, James, and John. Particularly significant to me, as it is a key story and biblical passage in my lessons on prayer and fasting. We went to the border of Israel, met some UN soldiers there monitoring the ceasefire, and got as close to Israel as I've ever been. That's right, folks, I've never visited Israel yet. On our way to the church that Sunday morning, we passed through Sidon, the ancient city of Hiram, friend of David and his son Solomon, you know, the guy that provided the cedar and much labor for the building of the temple. We hoped to have time to swing down into Tyre, but unfortunately didn't have that time, and so weren't able to make that trip. Of course, we had to visit the famous cedars of Lebanon. I brought home some cones and planned to plant a cedar in my yard. Our climate on the coast there might not be suitable, but, well, we'll see. Food is always an interesting adventure when traveling to faraway places. Although everything I ate was delicious, I gotta say, I'm looking forward to a rack of ribs from one of Santa Maria's steakhouses when I get home. But the fruit in Lebanon is truly extraordinary, sweeter than any I've ever eaten. The landscape is much like California, but you can find every place on the planet in California, so that's not too surprising. But there is a difference in the light in Lebanon. I'm still trying to find a way to describe it. It's not, I wouldn't say muted, but Yeah, frankly, the word that keeps coming to mind is magical, but that sounds a little corny and not quite right either. There's something about the light that gives the sky somewhat of a purplish hue, subtle, soft. It gives the landscape an elegance that I've not noticed in other travels. But like everywhere I visited, it's the people that make the place. Lovely, loving, kind, gracious hosts. Very proud of their country, but also very welcoming of Americans, at present at least. Sadly, the economy has not rebounded from the wars. The exchange rate is 1,500 lira to the dollar. And Beirut looks like a gigantic remodeling project, let me tell you. Many places still bear the scars of the Israeli-Lebanon war, and as you move through the town, you find military checkpoints all over. And then, of course, there's the presence of Hezbollah. Certain sections of the city are controlled by Hezbollah. As you drive through, you'll see Hezbollah soldiers posted along the streets, on corners here and there, eyeing us suspiciously as we drive along, uniform, complete with Uzis and the whole works. And then, leaving an Hezbollah area, the Lebanese army posts with sentries stopping you, looking you over and waving you on or directing you to the lane to be searched. On our way to the border, we were pulled aside. They wanted to check my passport. Well, that's enough about my trip to Lebanon for now. I'll be giving some more details Sunday night, but I'm excited that God has heard our prayers. For some years now, we've been praying God would open the doors to the gospel throughout the Middle East and that there would be a great harvest among the Middle East peoples. It's getting started. It's already on the roll. And I'll give a more full report Sunday night. We're going to take a break, and when I get back, we'll look at the latest developments in the race for the office of President of the United States. And believe me, the Lebanese people are watching this race closely, and no one I've met wants to see Hillary in the White House. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Pastor Scheidbach is Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lanterns in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Keep the lights burning. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make a donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. It's important to be able to compromise self-interest to serve a higher good, but compromising truth only serves evil. For example, instead of obeying the Lord and coming out of an apostate church, you compromise, and your compromise is killing the church and this nation. Join an Old Path Church. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur. Let's continue your brain massage. Show production has been an adventure, to say the least. Written in Beirut, parts 1 and 3 recorded in Paris, edited at 38,000 feet, part 2 recorded in San Francisco, where I'm posting it for the radio station for this weekend. And folks, I've been up since 6 a.m. yesterday. And I'm in a booth in a United Club facility, and I fear the sound quality will be different from being in the open air in Paris, but San Francisco at this time of day is way too busy to try to record out in the terminal. Hey, if you live in the American Canyon area, you need to go by and visit Calvary Baptist Church and meet Pastor Stevens. When you do, tell him I said thank you for supporting the Rain Massage Radio Show. I would greatly appreciate it. So Sanders endorsed Hillary. Trump could not convince him? But really, is anyone actually surprised? I guess Trump actually thought he had a chance with Bernie's supporters. My friend thinks they'll go Trump because they're anti-establishment types. It looks like the entire political world in America is undergoing a major reshuffling of the cards, and that's probably a good thing. You've got Trump dividing the GOP, Hillary dividing the DNC, with both parties leaving large segments disenfranchised. But at the end of the day, I think we all knew, come on, that Bernie supporters are not going to go for a billionaire Trump, even if he did promise to fund his own campaign so he could not be bought, but loan the money to his campaign just in case. Then change his mind when it looked like he would actually win the nomination and decided he's going to need a whole lot more money than he's willing to cough up from his own pockets to compete with the Hillary war chest. Well, I knew that was coming. I saw that coming a long time ago. No surprise to me, but it does make it hard for some of his puppy dog supporters who went all over the about Trump being his own man. Can't be bought because he's funding it himself and so on. It was just foolishness. But now Trump can take money from donors without being bought. Why? Why can he do it without me? Well, because he's a highly principled man, you see. Yeah. Anyway, so Hillary gets Bernie's endorsement, and Trump does what he always does. He cries foul. He cries, that's unfair. And he goes for the conspiracy theory. The system is rigged. What does Bernie's endorsement of Hillary have to do with the system? Does Trump know something about how Hillary finally persuaded the Bernie that we don't know about? No. Because if he did, we would all know about it. Anyway, it's typical Trump mania delusion. And by the way, we're still on the primary here. He hasn't actually got the nomination yet. Okay, so anyway, I know he's the presumptive nominee, but I don't do presumption. Anyway, so Trump thinks he can do everything and anything and knows everything. You know what I mean? You know the type. He said, nobody can fix this but me. So when something doesn't go the way he planned it or expected it to go, well, the system must be rigged. Jumps over to the conspiracy thing. So he's going to get Bernie to endorse him. Yeah, that would be great. That would be almost as great as getting Oprah to endorse him. Or, hey, I've got an idea. Why doesn't he ask Oprah to run as his VP? Oh, he did float that idea out there, didn't he? Cool idea. Remember that? He said, we'd be unbeatable. And her response, yo, Donald, I'm with her. Was he serious? He was. That's what's scary about this. And my point is this. He's not serious about the presidency. He is serious about winning it. But that he could think Oprah would run with him and be a viable and an appropriate vice president of the United States, it's like him thinking Bernie was going to endorse him. So he's going to get the Bernie voters. That's what we'll do. I get Bernie's votes and then I beat Hillary. It's a totally winning strategy. Every Bernie vote that goes for Trump not only adds to Trump, but literally subtracts from Hillary. It's one of those ideas, my friends, that on paper has you retiring at 30 with a cool Trump billion. But then you face reality. And when reality hits, Trump is all, you know, it does not compute. It does not compute. He has to run to his mirror, you know, and tell himself, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner, until he shakes off the trauma of, well, being wrong. These things are hard for Trump to take. Bernie did not endorse Trump. He is calling on his supporters to go with Hillary, specifically in order to stop Trump. Just like the disenfranchised on the GOP side are told, go for Trump to stop Hillary. I'm brokenhearted here, my friends. We had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get a constitutional Christian conservative in the White House, and here we are again. Again, with two candidates, neither of whom anyone really wants, and we're voting to not have someone we don't like. Why can't Americans get a chance to vote for a candidate they actually want to be president, instead of always voting to stop someone else? My point here is that it was silly for him to actually think he was going to get Communist Bernie to support an icon of capitalism. Yeah, see, I can say nice things about Trump. So Hillary cracked a joke and said she would give, what was that, $1 million to the charity of his choice if he released... No, she promised to give $5 million to the veterans charity of his choice if he would release his taxes. Why won't he release his tax records? Did he make a big deal out of the pittance Cruz gave to charity, and now he'll be exposed as a fraud again, as I just fear? I don't know. Is it because of the loopholes he exploits, so it'll make him look bad, you know, to the little guy? Because everyone knows he's a multi-billionaire. He's made that very clear. He's made sure we all know that. So will his tax records show that he doesn't pay his fair share? Is that what this is about? I don't get it. The scuttlebutt is that's the problem here. But no one's going to fault Trump for fighting, as he put it, real hard to pay as little taxes as possible. I don't know why Trump refuses to show his tax filings. But here we go. Hillary finds a weak spot. And oh boy, she's going to pound on that minor cut over the left eye throughout the fight. You see, Trump does not have Obama's IRS Gestapo under his boot like Hillary does. He can't get away with forging any records. He doesn't have access like she does. I wonder what Koskinen told Hillary was in Trump's files. But this is standard with the Clintons. You know, anyone who threatens to testify dies. What's that? Anyone who opposes them suddenly has a change of heart or disappears. FBI threatened against testifying on Emailgate. A conversation with Billy on the tarmac and a pending indictment against Hillary disappears. Those of you who want me to go after Hillary are going to love me again after this primary gets totally behind us. Here's another guess as to why he's balking. According to WashPo, Trump used charity money to buy a Tim Tebow signed football helmet. Really? I mean, really? Trump would do something that stupid, and really? Anyone's making a big deal about something like that? I mean, it's been established that the Obama administration injected itself into the election of another country, funneled $350,000 into Israel to influence the election there against Netanyahu, an outrageous effrontery to an ally, and a direct violation of our laws, an act bordering on treason. Hillary has committed treason, personally profiting from allowing top-secret information to slip into the hands of our enemies, and we can't get anyone over here to so much as shrug their shoulders. You're telling me anyone's going to care that Trump bought a football helmet with charity money? I need to conclude this segment. Why can't we get justice? Where are the Americans today? Where are the Americans? Where are those people who ran a president out of office because he lied about a politically motivated break-in? Remember Watergate? What did we learn from Watergate? Let me tell you what we learned. These stinking politicians who ran Nixon out on Watergate, the same ones, Hillary, that crowd, they learned how to beat a Watergate scandal, and they've learned it well, didn't they? Where are the Americans? I mean, the red-blooded, this is not some banana republic where some two-bit self-proclaimed dictator does whatever he wants to do with our government. Rise up. But I'll tell you what's wrong. In fact, I'll just read this passage from the Bible, and you just think about what it says. Isaiah 59, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. Here it is. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Now listen to this. Therefore, for this reason, is judgment far from us? Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, O God, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is, listen, turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. My friend, that's our problem today. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Shygott's mind. If you've got a piece of Pastor's mind stuck in your throat, there's only one way to get it out. Call 888-770-8000 and give him as big a piece of your own mind as you can find. Call 888-770-8000 and don't worry, Pastor Shygott can take it. Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message during the break. Your brain massage will continue in just a moment. Want to help us slay the dragons of deceit with the sword of the Spirit? Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. And by the way, I am aware that some of you are unhappy with me because I refuse to endorse Trump. Some of my erstwhile faithfuls are still throwing a fit about that. I'm addressing those of you who are sticking by me, whether or not you agree with my position on this, because I respect you. I have no respect for these folks who think I'm going to become part of the system, playing that little game, doing that little dance. I act according to what I believe, folks. If you haven't figured that out by now, you don't know who I am. No one, and I do mean no one, manipulates me into changing my position. Threats don't sit well with me, but reasoned argument does. The reason my listeners are attracted to this show is exactly the same reason so many are attracted to Trump. He tells it like it is, right? Calls it like he sees it. Calls the spade and all that. He refuses to bow to political correctness, and many of my listeners, including so many who are now erstwhile, love it. Well, I like that part about him, too. And then when I call it like it is, and call it like I see it, and support it with facts, by the way, when it comes to Trump or anything else I talk about, when I refuse to bow to the political correctness developing, the political correctness police in the Trump camp, when I refuse to allow my judgment to be skewed by pragmatic concerns about Hillary winning the White House, oh no, when I decide that by God and His grace, I'm going to continue doing on this show what I have always done, and that is examine current events in the light of Scripture and then speak to those issues from a biblical perspective. Some, not you, of course, you're still listening to the Brain Masseur, but many have shown that they are no more principled about their political choices than the liberals are. I mean, it's not about principle with them. It's about pragmatic rationalism. And so here's the deal. If it comes down to nobody left listening to the Brain Massage Show but me and my microphone, har har, bless God, I'm not going to start down that path that leads to the exact same politically correct gainsmanship nonsense that the liberals play. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let political correctness become part of the conservative camp. We don't need to replace liberal political correctness with a conservative version. I believe in principled politics, not pragmatic politics, and you know that. My frustration is that we've been manipulated into this choosing between two evils things for so long, we've got nothing left but evil to choose. And if you haven't noticed, it's not working. We're not moving toward our founding principles, we're moving farther away from them. So listen up, my friends. First, I promised that when Trump did good, I'd cheer. I'm cheering his decision to pick Mike Pence for his VP. Too bad it's not Pence and Cruz, eh? Does this mean the Brain Masseur is going to endorse the Trumpster? Well, it does help. I will admit that it certainly helps. But there is no way I endorse Trump before the convention is over. And frankly, I would encourage all my friends to not hold their breath waiting for a Brain Masseur endorsement after the convention either. You see, my reasons for refusing to endorse Trump need to be addressed. I admit, with great pleasure, that one of those reasons is at least somewhat addressed by his VP pick. Here are two reasons, or three reasons, I do not endorse Trump. First, he does not qualify, according to Deuteronomy 17:14-17, especially concerning that little part about him being, you know, a person in whom is the Spirit of God, because the Bible tells us that otherwise Satan can take control of him anytime he chooses to. Yeah, you can read about that in Timothy. James Dobson has told us he's born again. Well, if you take his word for it, you know, he's a new Christian. Well, okay, why aren't we hearing it from him? And what is his testimony? And hey, how about some fruit in that regard? Maybe he can close down some of his strip clubs. What do you think? I'm willing to accept any clear testimony of salvation from Trump, but I've not heard any such testimony. And number two, I do not believe he is a principled conservative. I think he is negotiating for the White House right now, and as he has admitted, he is presenting his offer. He told us everything he's saying right now should be viewed not as a commitment or even a campaign promise, but as suggestions. Why are people listening to this man? Because as a good negotiator, you know, he's got to maintain deal-making room. You know what I mean? He's got to have room to negotiate. So he's been talking a good conservative-sounding game, but this is the first thing he has done that is genuinely conservative in his pick of Mike Pence. Now, third, I don't trust his character. And this is actually part of the first concern, but it brings up another dimension to this problem. You know, his view on eminent domain is dangerous, I think. His willingness to manipulate a local government authority to confiscate private property from a widow who didn't want to sell it to him. So, you know, he goes to the government, uses his money and influence to get them to attempt to quite literally steal her property from her and then make it available to him for less than he would have paid her for it had she been willing to sell it. All this smacks more of the same vindictive, spiteful behavior we've come to expect from this fella, this eye for an eye character. Only, you know, with Trump, it's not the biblical eye for an eye. That's balanced and at least reasonable, has some rationality to it. With him, it's both your eyes and both your eye teeth for one eye, buddy. His behavior on the campaign trail is a prelude to his use of power in the presidency, and you are insane to be happy about this man becoming president. This is a dangerous man to have to give the power of the presidency. And then continuing this point, he has a pattern of compromising his values, even his principles, if he feels he must do so to get the deal done. Trump's one of those guys, you see. That is, he's one of those progressive camp fellas who's talking like a conservative because he wants something from us. If you're going to go with a snake, you better know how to handle one. And you got to keep them under control at all times. If you don't, they're going to bite you. And I believe Trump will do what he thinks he has to do to win. And so our job will be to do everything in our power to make certain he can only win with our help. And that he can only have that help if he does what we as real conservatives want him to do. It's all about power politics and pragmatism with this weasel. And so we need to keep the pressure high because you can bet he's going to compromise. That's his game. Let's make sure he compromises in our direction. Wouldn't that be a refreshing change? Understand that, of course, no reasonable person would prefer Hillary to Trump. But I'm not sure you're getting anything much better than Hillary with Trump, at least in terms of the souls of these two. But I do admit you are getting a chance with Trump that you don't have with Hillary. A chance for us to influence him. And he needs the evangelical vote to even have a prayer of winning against Hillary, and that does give us some influence. The problem is, what will he do if he does win? He'll be forced, of course, to deal with the Congress, and then everything will depend on whatever we have there in Congress. I do believe if you give Trump a solid Congress and maintain pressure on him to perform at his promises, his suggestions, then you at least have some hope for maintaining your First and Second Amendment rights, at least through the next 4 years. Otherwise, all bets are off. Trump will do the Schwarzenegger retreat so fast it'll look like he's fratter-whacking? Oh, my dear friends, I have lit the lamps, the church belfry arch, and now you call and let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying, lights off if you disagree. You can say they're blinking if you're kind of on and off with me. It's all right. I am interested in hearing your point of view. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. Leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States from outside the country, or those who prefer it. You can email me by going to thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. You'll find there a place to write me an email. If you're in a hurry when you call, just say lights on or lights off and hang up. But if you will, please leave a message for me. I love to hear from my listeners. And write me a letter. Let me have a chance to write back to you. Let's set up some correspondence here. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Every corruption we see in our houses of government began in our houses of worship. Christians began departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians began departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon